Hello, this is Rob Smith, a manager in Huron Consulting Group's Research Enterprise Solutions Practice, a group that focuses on serving clients engaged in research at academic medical centers, community hospitals, and health systems. I'm joined today by my colleague, Leah Guidry, a managing director in our practice who specializes in advising clients across the United States on research compliance-related engagement. Leah has over 25 years of experience in healthcare and has been with Huron since 2005. Welcome, Leah.
Thanks, Rob. I'm happy to be here.
Leah, among other things, you're a bellwether when it comes to research compliance sentiment across the U.S., given your experience and broad range of exposure to all the kinds of clients that Huron serves. Can you share with us today your sense of the state of research compliance in our country and how you think research institutions as a whole are doing?
Sure. I think it's important to put some context around the question, though, because when we think of compliance and the compliance profession, it's actually the very, very young profession. And because of that, it's really been in the process of developing and growing. It's really less than 20 years old. And then when we look at research compliance, I think of that almost as a subset of general corporate compliance. Research compliance is even younger and therefore does not have quite the same structural coordination that you see in corporate compliance programs. And what I mean is that it's not as common in a research compliance program to find the structured research compliance seven elements that you see in either healthcare compliance programs or general corporate compliance programs. And the reporting lines are often not as singular as what you'll see in a corporate compliance program. You may actually find compliance activities in a research institute or in an academic medical center or university sprinkled throughout the organization and therefore not quite as cohesively organized into a single program. And I think that provides some degree of challenges.
What have you seen in more recent years as some of the key research compliance challenges that your clients have been facing?
Yeah, well, I think that these structural issues are certainly one key challenge because this lack of coordination leads to one of two things. One is duplication and sometimes discrepancy in how compliance issues are viewed or processed or dealt with. And that discrepancy can cause or create risk for the broader organization. It generally plays itself out in what we see in organizations that we work with, Rob, where there are siloed approaches to dealing with various issues. Those siloed approaches lead to heightened risk because if I'm just looking at one piece of a problem, I might be determining that it's either low or moderate risk, where if I'm able to look at it across silos, my lower moderate risk coupled with your moderate to low risk might heighten that risk profile to something much higher and requiring much more attention. The other challenge that this kind of lack of coordination leads to, other than, you know, besides the duplication, is gaps. And that's actually even more challenging because if there is a lack of attention to particular compliance matters or particular compliance issues in their oversight, that can create a gap that allows noncompliance to continue unimpeded and uninvestigated, and that's particularly difficult for organizations, in large part because they don't always know it, and they aren't always aware that that's what's happening.
What are some of the biggest myths about research compliance specifically that you see clients believing that may lead to challenges unknowingly?
It's a very good question, and I think one of the greatest myths is that is this issue of the unknowable. And the belief that many institutions have that the unknowable is really vast and much faster than it actually is, because I think that there are many very clearly defined, methodical ways of finding out the truth of where the risks lie, what the risks entail, and how to address those risks. There, if an effective research risk assessment is taken, that process can result in a really significant quality evaluation of risks that can be identified, categorized, prioritized, and then tackled. That's a way of bringing the unknown into the known and being able to have a plan for which to address them. We've had some webinars on this topic that I think we can commend the audience to review and look at to see what we're talking about when we mention identification, categorization, prioritization, and being able to tackle particular risks in the research compliance program.
Great. Well, thank you, Leah. We'll pick up on this conversation and the and discuss more the risk assessment that Leah's mentioning in the second part of this discussion. But for now, I'd like to thank Leah for her time today. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob.